USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A rough day on Wall Street as investors decided to sell after weeks of record-setting highs. All three major stock indexes losing more than 2.5%, the Dow losing over 800 points. As far as what this means for everyone, Ted Weisberg with Seaport Securities tells Fox News.
When you get reversals in trends, and the trends have certainly been positive, particularly for the tech sector, when you get these reversals, I think initially you have to view it as technical in nature. They're sharp, they're painful. It's hurtful. I'm not sure we're out of the woods yet.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden vows to create a White House commission on police violence if elected. Biden, ignoring requests from the mayor of Kenosha, still visited the city and held his political event inside a church. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, some good news during a challenging time for everybody, and this could really help. You may know hundreds of thousands of people have already made the switch to MediShare, which is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And with so many people looking at how they pay for healthcare right now, seeing premiums going up or the cost of COBRA plans, MediShare has extended their special offer, and a lot of people have taken advantage of it. Simply apply by September 30th, and they will waive your new member fee. That's $170 savings. And, of course, that's just the start. The typical family saves $500 a month after making the switch. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and it's worked beautifully for decades. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
As we head into the Labor Day weekend, the White House Coronavirus Task Force is reminding everyone to mask up. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
A White House Coronavirus Task Force member laying out how people should stay healthy during the upcoming Labor Day holiday weekend. Dr. Deborah Birx yesterday warned that folks should avoid crowded events, including backyard barbecues. And she says masks need to be worn, especially by younger people who could inadvertently spread the virus to people at risk. Birx added those who have not made smart decisions should not go home to their parents or grandparents and possibly spread the illness.
More Starlink internet satellites are being launched by SpaceX. 60 of them took off Thursday morning. The first stage of the rocket booster landed on a drone ship close to 10 minutes following the launch. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Washington, D.C. police have arrested a man in Florida who they say was near Senator Rand Paul last week and pushed a police officer after President Trump's acceptance speech at the Republican National Convention. According to the Justice Department, the man from Orlando, Florida, was arraigned in D.C. Superior Court on one count of assault of a law enforcement officer. He was released on his own recognizance. Kerry Kupchak with the Justice Department says the investigations will continue.
The Department of Justice is assisting in those investigations, and we are investigating coordinated criminal activity related to riots, destruction of federal property, assault of federal law enforcement officers. We obviously don't prosecute ideology or groups, but we certainly prosecute and certainly investigate criminal activity. And Martha, part of this is following the money. So what does that mean? That means examining the financial transactions related to this coordinated criminal activity. For instance, some of the materials that have been used in these riots, how were they purchased? Where is this money coming from? Who is behind that? And working our way up. And the Department of Justice is aggressively pursuing all of those avenues with respect to these investigations.
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg says his company is going to crack down on misinformation because of concerns about people getting confused in the months leading up to the November 3rd presidential election. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.